This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody who's been dealing with this for a number of years, like I said, his two sons went through it. Quincy, University of Florida, went to U school and certainly is now with the Indianapolis Colts. And then his younger son, Marco, who was at American Heritage and now is a starting defensive back for the University of Florida. So he knows from that standpoint. Plus, he does instruction and he does camps and he also runs Gridiron Studs. So Chad Wilson is kind of really in tune with what's going on in the recruiting process, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Chad, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry, as always, thanks for having me on.
Not a problem, not a problem. This is, you and I talked, and we do this, I believe, I kind of check back every year at this time, because this is when it really becomes paramount for these kids to, you know, there's all-star games, and I'm not just talking about the major college kids, and, you know, the Power 5 kids, or the kids that are going to end up at USF and UCF, because for the most part, those kids are kind of like set, and then there's that little trickle down that when a lot of these colleges maybe don't get those kids, you know, then they look for other players. And this is where you come in, you know, into play, because you've worked with a lot of kids that may be on that, you know, on that borderline, on that marginal between a Power 5 and then the next level down. And you say, hey, listen, I got a kid that is, you know, really good cornerback, a kid's a great safety, and he's got grades, he's ready to go, just needs some exposure and some playing time. Talk about that, because I think that the parents, and you know as well as I do, I think the parents now are preached to way late. I mean, we're talking in their junior year, instead of getting these parents together when they're in, you know, their sons are in sixth and seventh and eighth grade, so they can kind of plan ahead.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because, you know, one half of this is talking to the kids that are seniors right now that are trying to get themselves in through the door or hop on the ship before it takes off away from the pier. And then the other half are, you know, parents of any of the kids that are younger, you know, the underclassmen, ninth, 10th graders that might be listening, that need to understand that the preparation really begins from the moment your child enters into high school. And what's difficult with that is that, you know, a lot of parents, you know, they're busy and they don't really start to pay attention until their child actually starts getting on the field for varsity, or they receive their first letter. And a lot of times that could be late. It could be in the junior year. And so you're a little bit behind the eight ball. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done if you've waited that long to get things going. For the ones that are seniors now, you're in the situation that you're in if you don't yet have an offer or there's nothing solid your way. And all I can really say for those are, you know, those that find themselves in that situation is, you're just going to have to hustle. And there's life lessons to be taught there. So sure, Go to the All-Star games, send out the emails, tweet your highlights, do all those things, you know, consistently get in touch with coaches, and don't just send it one time. If they haven't responded to you, you know, inbox them again, email them again. You only get one shot to do this. So you're just going to have to do that. And if it doesn't happen for you, you don't get those offers, then it's time to really start thinking about some of your other options, which is junior college. And sometimes that's the route that you've got to take, or prep school, or walking on somewhere, or right, Going to a Division II school. These are the things that you got to start doing at this point.
And obviously, parents who have a Florida prepaid, I mean, if you go to one of these smaller, you know, I mean, you could go to a school like University of West Florida, which are the Division II national champions, and because that's a state school which mm-hmm. takes the Florida prepaid, or go to a UCF, or go to FAU, FIU, and then, like you said, you know, I mean, sometimes means your coach at high school has a good relationship with the college coach and could get you a preferred walk-on where, you know, they'll pay a little bit more attention instead of using you as a tackling dummy for the practices. You may get a look at receiver or DB. So the avenues that you said, if you're this far along and you really don't have anything concrete, you got to hustle, you got to kind of like, you know, not really bother people, but, you know, like you said, it's your only chance. So try to be more assertive. And that's the one thing too, Chad, that I find that the kids are waiting on somebody else to do their work. And talk about that, because that can't be. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, nobody's just magically going to just get you a scholarship. You have to kind of put some effort into it. And the parents too. And the more you find out, the parents don't even know what a combine is. You know, they don't know what any of this is. You have to get the parents involved at an early age. So maybe they could be, you know, an asset to you in the recruiting. Maybe they could go online and maybe find you scholarship money from all these different companies who award it. Talk about that process, because I think that everybody has to be involved in it, not just the kid, but yeah, I think the parents have to be involved in it. Anybody's going to end up paying the bills. They certainly could look for money. And you know, I mean, you can go online right now and you could find dozens and dozens of companies that are always looking to give some scholarship money for those who qualify.
We're just having this very interesting discussion on Twitter with Jaquizz Green, former Florida great at wide receiver, who's now a high school football coach, who's going back and forth with some of the 7-on-7 guys, and they're arguing back and forth as to whether or not you can get recruited from 7-on-7, or should the high school coach be, you know, trying to handling the recruiting part and doing his part. Listen, I tweeted as much. Listen, parents and the kids have to be proactive. I don't care if you're at a school that gets 100 coaches coming through there in the springtime. I don't care if you happen to be on the hottest, you know, 7-on-7 team and the coach for the 7-on-7 team has connections. If you think that you can just sit back and let them handle those things like it's your accountant or it's your lawyer, you're sadly mistaken. You've got to go and be proactive. The parents, the kids, I would never advise to a kid to, you know, or to a parent to say, oh, that they're going to handle everything and just let your kid sit back. No, get your kid involved in it. But you as parents should also get as educated as possible, too, as to what's going on. And there's so much material out there. Obviously, you do an outstanding job of promoting kids. I obviously am very involved in it, trying to educate parents. So go out and read the material. Watch the videos. You know, I have a whole YouTube channel where I talk about recruiting. So the information is right there at your fingertips, and you should be proactive in it. And like I said, the earlier you start, the better, because you know, the coaches are at the colleges are looking at kids earlier and earlier. Eighth graders are getting scholarship offers. JV kids are getting scholarship offers. And I'm not saying that's what should happen for your child, but if colleges are offering kids at that stage, that means they're looking at that early stage. So you need to be involved, and you need to take advantage of all of the you know, all of the outlets that you have available to you. I come from an era where you had to use 2 VCRs to edit your highlight video, and you had to mail out VHS tapes. I was just talking about that. It's so much easier now, and to not make use of, you know, Huddle and YouTube and email and inbox and all the social media outlets. When you're doing yourself a disservice, you have to be proactive.
Yeah, no doubt. Chad Wilson joining us. Gridiron Studs is what he does, and he tries, I mean, extremely hard to help a lot of these kids. But not only that, but being the father of 2 kids who played at a high level of high school and obviously at college, you know, is great. But you also, being a coach, you were surrounded by other kids who needed your help a great deal. And a lot of people don't understand that. They go, well, you know, Chad's kids went to Florida, and, you know, his son Quincy's playing in the NFL, but at the same time, you were a defensive back coach, and you call plays and you did all that. But at the same time, you work with a lot of kids who needed your help, which is a huge advantage, because you've used all that experience behind you to kind of try to help them. Talk about that, because even when you were, whether it be at U School or whether you were at American Heritage and you were the coordinator or whatever you did, you also had kids who weren't 5 stars. You had kids who were, you know, just regular Joes, you know, just trying to, but loved the game, but wanted to play someplace, and you've helped them in the process. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you touched on it early on, is when people look at Quincy and they look at Marco, they feel like, oh, well, they had it made, and it was, you know, yellow brick road on the way to where they are now. People tend to do that. You know, look at Serena Williams and Tiger Woods. Oh, well, they were always there. They were on their way. They were talented. Well, you know, it's not like that. You know, there was a time when, you know, Quincy was hoping someone would give him a scholarship offer. He was a starter in 10th grade and playing well, and other kids were getting offers, and he was looking around like, okay, what about me? And then at a certain point, you know, one rolled in, and then it kind of took off from there. And Marco was injured his junior season in high school, so you weren't sure what was going to happen. You know, there were a couple of schools that made offers, that had offers before, but you're wondering would they hang on to those offers? Were they still in it, even though he got hurt? And then after he came back from his injury, would they be others that came? And so you had to go through that whole process of going out and contacting schools and taking in the camps and playing the 7-on-7 and doing all those things. And then the other part of what you said is, yeah, not everyone was a star or fit all of the, you know, the measurements, so to speak, that schools are looking for, but they were pretty good football players. So you as a coach and, Roger did an outstanding job. Roger Harrod, who's now at St. Thomas, did an outstanding job of getting coaches to the school and trying to highlight the kids. And you know, you're out there making those phone calls for those kids that need a little extra help and exposure, and you're out sending the emails and the messages and so on and so forth. And I was fortunate enough to be at university school where a great job was done with the recruiting, and then going over to Heritage where the same thing was done. So
good stuff.
Same thing happened over at Heritage. Not everyone's going to go Division I. Not everyone's going to get a ton of attention. And so when I was there at Heritage, you have to do the same thing. You're going out and you're making phone calls and you're contacting coaches and you're, low-key harassing them. But coaches expect that of you when you're a coach and, you know, you're doing your job. You're trying to get your kids sent off to the next level because, you know, they're talented. They should be playing at the next level.
Well, good stuff. Again, I appreciate you taking time this evening, Chad. Gridiron Studs, you can find them there. Chad Wilson, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.